Hey, hi, it's Beth here. Of course I'm here. Still 65, still talking, and this is my 17th day of isolation. It's March 23rd, 2020, episode 86. So, I thought, first I gotta tell you something I forgot. In the movie Night Shift, one of the frat boys, one of the main frat boys, I'm sure he thought it was a big leap in his career, is Kevin Costner. So see if you can find him, because it's kind of funny. He's like dancing around with all the other guys, but he stands out. He definitely had a look. The camera loves him. Okay, but this episode is devoted to Home and Bathrobe magazine, which is so funny because when I came up with it, I thought it was funny. It's crazy how life can turn on a dime. And now it's like what everybody's doing. Just unbelievable with this coronavirus. So anyway, here it is. So I'm doing it a little early because I'm so bored. So who knew it would really be a thing, Home and Bathrobe? So here it is. And, you know, of course, my editor at large is still at large, and she doesn't even feel bad. She doesn't even give me excuses anymore. That is one good thing about the pandemic. You don't have to feel bad at all about what you're shirking. Diane, thank you. So, you know, then another thing happened, which is my husband said, "It would help if I alphabetized the spices." Those were his last words. And those are going to be on his tombstone. "It would help if you alphabetized the spices." I mean, no jury would ever convict me of anything. Come on. Come on. He was asking for it. So that happened. Okay. And, you know, so that's marital advice. Okay. Say something like that. Tell your husband not to say something like that. It's the marital advice column done for the month, the entire month. So now we'll go into horoscopes, which is hilarious because I started with Sagittarius and I'm like, nothing's going to happen. You're not going to meet anybody. You're not going to get a new job. You're not going to have a love affair. Nothing new is going to happen. You're going to be bouncing off the walls in no time. So just forget it. And same is true for all other 11 signs. That was a very easy section of the newspaper. I mean, of the magazine. Just completely done in 2 minutes. Nothing's going to happen. Get over it. So then I went to the beauty section. And I'm thinking, don't look in the mirror. But you probably do need to shampoo your hair. I'm just saying this out loud to everybody. And the thing is, just use that shampoo that you push to the back of the cabinet underneath the sink. Just use that. Use some terrible shampoo. And don't listen to Marie Kondo right now, because you're going to need everything. I mean, that was bad timing on her part, because I'm sure everybody's going, God damn it, what happened to Marie Kondo? She Marie Kondo'd everything she's going to need in 3 weeks. So that one was bad. Okay. You probably still, one probably fell down. It was on its side. You missed it. Look for it. Look for all the junk that is terrible to use and use it. It'll make you feel good. Then I went to gardening. Well, it's springtime. Yay. Except you can't get out and it's not necessary. So you just have to hope that some of those plants that you planted were perennials, which, you know, you didn't even care about. Neither do I. If it was pretty, you planted it. But some of them are perennials, and they might come back. Just don't touch anything. See if you see little tiny green things popping up. It might happen, even in pots. So I had something happen, which I thought was amazing. I had this Meyer lemon plant. I think that's what it is. It's been so long since it's bloomed, actually, or it could be a lime. I have no idea. Anyway, for 2 years, it hasn't done anything. This year, it comes roaring back. It's got blossoms all over it. I wouldn't have even noticed this last year. I would have been so into my geraniums and everything else. I go crazy in the springtime. I just fall in love with everything at the nursery and I buy it. But this year, this is all I've got. So I'm really, really happy to have this one thing that's blooming. And he really picked a great time. I mean, he held back, you know, didn't want to just do something that I wouldn't even care about. Pick the right moment. This lemon tree is amazing. So you might have something like that. Water dead things. Just try. So water dead things. That's my advice for this particular spring, which is going so beautifully well for everyone. So water dead things brings me to my next topic, which I had to go crazy this month because I can't get out. So what I did was I wanted to get a hold of all the experts in being housebound, shut-ins, isolated people. I wanted to talk to all the best in the business, give us some hope. So I had a seance and I asked the greatest shut-ins how they do it. And these interviews were hard to get. I know they weren't busy. They were all dead. And they were not asking for money, but seances are very complicated. You need a round table and five strangers, be actors from Hollywood, bad makeup, bad hair. I couldn't get it. It was under the tenant. It was in the rule book for today's society. It was the under 10 gatherings, the mandate, but I couldn't get anyone to come. So the seance took longer to put together because I've got an oblong table. And it did actually work after 12 tries. I got five famous reclusives. They showed up with their filmy faces in the dark with that one candle. It happened. Bertha from Jane Eyre spoke immediately. She said hi. It's nice. Then she looked me in the eyes. She was mad and she spat out. Didn't it ever occur to you to ask my side of the story? It's like, oh my God, it never did. And she laughed when I said that. And then she said, now you know how it feels. Being cooped up, locked in. That's the only reason I'm back, to laugh at you. I can see in your shifty eyes you're cracking. Staring at the walls, scratching at the walls, staring out the windows. It's starting to look normal to you now, isn't it? Well, it's too late. She was so mad. I asked her if she'd like some tea. She said, forget it. You'll be lighting fires in no time, little lady. Couldn't happen to a nicer girl. And with that, she got up, flipped me the finger, and disappeared. This seance was scary. I'd never seen anything like this in a movie. I recognized one other person for sure. It was Miss Havisham. Oh my God, from Jane Eyre. Because she was holding the cake. She always had it right in front of her. There it was. She said, the best way to enjoy the hermit life is to get a young ward. Check his teeth, make sure he's healthy. She said, with all those college kids in town, get one. They're perfect suckers. This is how you get your vengeance on everyone. She said, a really good shut-in keeps grudges. Remember that. Then she narrowed her beady eyes and spit out, why didn't you offer me any tea? What's Bertha got that I don't have? Like, I'm like, so sorry. Would you like some tea? She got up, grabbed her cake, and said it was too late. And then she disappeared. I mean, it's cranky group dynamic with this shut-in seance. I started to wonder, maybe the party wasn't working out. Maybe I should have served hors d'oeuvres, or maybe at least a fruit bowl or something. Then I thought, oh my God, Fritos. Fritos would have been perfect. But I didn't have any Fritos. I got up to see what I had in the pantry. And I heard a little cough. It came from a tiny, tiny man. crouched in the corner, like almost under his chair, almost under the table. I hadn't even seen him before. He coughed again, like that, and said, "Don't worry, it's not the coronavirus." I looked at him and I said, "Oh my God, Boo Radley. Boo Radley?" I told him I was sorry. I got him here because I couldn't pull off a successful seance. And then I told him that my magazine was a disaster. I was spilling my guts to Boo Radley. He told me to aim lower. Look at me. Just aim lower. Then he said, "Look, this is what I do." He said, "We're two of a kind. Very low. Aim very low. All you got to do is give little gifts to children." I looked at him and I said, not in this century. I give little gifts to children? I'm going to be in a world of trouble. I'm going to be in jail. Incarcerated forever. He told me he felt sorry for me and he disappeared. Then I looked, and I don't know why I didn't see it before, the green suit. It was Willy Wonka. He said he preferred that I use the term lone wolf with him. I was like, really? Willy Wonka? Lone wolf? And my party was failing. I had to give everybody everything they wanted. I said, "Lone wolf, Willy Wonka, hello." He said, "Hello to you too." And then he said, "Look, I'm not coming into this century. I can't work under these conditions. Not with these child labor laws. They'll ruin my life." He even back in the day, and he didn't even talk about it, he got sued by Hershey. It wasn't even in the movie. And he was so happy to get rid of the Huffalumpas, and nobody's ever said it correctly. And he threw down a Hershey's Kiss right on the table, and he disappeared. He didn't even ask if he wanted tea. The little lady in the corner threw the Hershey Kiss right back in my eye. She stood up and she said, "Don't you know who I am, stupid?" I looked at her and it was my great aunt Rose. Rambling Rose. I know that's an odd name for a recluse, for a shut-in. She said she preferred the term monk. All of these people are so sensitive. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll call you a monk. Probably there are female monks nowadays. I have no idea. "Great Aunt Kitty, how you doing?" She looks at me and she says, "You know what happened?" And I was like, "Yeah, I do know what happened." She was a complete shut-in her entire life. Her mother's best friend. There were 10 kids in the family. She was assigned that duty. She never left the house. I mean, she was dating the mailman, but it didn't work out because he asked her to leave and go outside. Never got off the ground. Rambling Rose. But then, when she got older, she developed dementia. And she forgot that she was a recluse. She went out of the house. 6 days later, they found her in Martha's Vineyard before it was cool. I said, yeah, I remember. I remember that whole story. She looked right at me and she goes, "You know, your skin is terrible. You look bad." She said, "But I brought some friends." I was like, "No, the party's over. I'm not doing it. I don't have any Fritos." She said, "You don't have Fritos?" It was too late. The others had showed up. It was Norma Desmond and Big Edie and Little Edie. I asked, "Where'd you meet these people? Where are you?" She said, "Listen, purgatory's not dead. Catholics got that wrong, just like everything else. And believe me, St. Christopher is really pissed." I was like, "Oh my God. Okay. And you got no Fritos." I ran to the kitchen. I had a bowl of trail mix. Oh my God, that's what happens in a pandemic. You don't have the accoutrements of life. Brought the trail mix in, put it down on the table. From behind her, Norma Desmond's monkey jumps on the table, throws the whole thing of trail mix up in the air. It flies around. Big Edie and Little Edie are on the ground scrounging for the food. And I look and I'm like, Norma, can't you control your monkey? I mean, that just slipped out. That is not polite. That is not polite to say. Well, she stood up right in my face. She was so tall. And she said, he is a chimpanzee. And he is the greatest lover I have ever had. I was like, oh my God, I can't put this in my magazine. Oh my God, so what they said is true. Wow. Husband, magazine. Oh my God, a chimpanzee. Big Edie and Little Edie look up and they nod, yeah, she's married to a monkey. Big Edie slaps Little Edie and they go back to work on the trail mix. Aunt Rose said she was staying out of this monkey business. So, it was so unclear in the movie what that monkey was doing. She seemed very close to the monkey. It was obvious there was something there, but I would never go to where they're taking me. Then she looks up at me and she said, Joe called the monkey a relative of Cheetah. That was a bridge too far. I was like, what? What? What about Joe? What about Joe? I mean, you got Joe and a monkey? And you're weighing it? And what's happening? You saw him in the vicuna coat? You saw him in the tuxedo? What are you talking about? How could this possibly be a competition? Norma just looked at me, took a big drag on her cigarette. You can still smoke in purgatory. And she said, it was the lighting. With Joe, it was all the lighting. The director loved him. Always shot his best side. I'm thinking, William Holden's bad side was awesome. I mean, it's a monkey. So then I said, oh my God. Oh my God, now I remembered. In the movie, which I've seen 8,000 times, Joe has this dream about a monkey and an organ grinder. Norma laughs. The organ grinder. You caught that one. Smart girl. She inhaled like, oh, I'd love to do it that way too. And I said, I didn't catch anything. I can't do this. I can't handle this. I said, you killed Joe over a monkey? And this cheetah reference? She looks up and she goes, he killed me. And then she reached into her floppy pocket. And she came out with a gun. And I said, do they allow guns in the afterlife? She says, of course they do. I'm a star. Oh my God. Thank God my great aunt Rose shut down this seance by saying, Norma dear, you only have 300 years left on your death sentence. Norma hugged her chimp and said, Edie and Little Edie said they wouldn't talk. They shouldn't. Why should they? There's no money. No money in it. I screamed out, but come on. I'm trying to do a magazine article. My magazine is dying. I have no circulation anywhere in my blood or even in the magazine. I don't have one person reading this magazine. I need help. How? I said, come on. Come on, girls. Give me some advice. How does one survive isolation? Little Edie says, well, I can tell you this. Forget about toilet paper. You need flea collars. Big Edie hit her on the head and said, you're just going to give that one away for free? Norma said, listen, poked me on my chest with her bony finger. And she said, listen, Cookie, I've seen this insult of paper that you're calling a magazine. I stuttered, no, we're online. She goes, yes, we are online. Good, I'm glad we're online, because you get that battle axe in a bathrobe off the cover of that magazine and you put me on it and you'll be a big success, little lady. They'll be crawling through the gutter to get to this magazine if I'm on the cover. It's like, oh, okay, well, do you want your husband? I mean, do you want Mr. Norma Desmond on the cover with you? She said, the chimpanzee does not photograph well. It'll just be me. Just me, me, me. She said, as she lit another cigarette while the other one was still lit, but it was going down. She said, they thought I was great looking at 42. Wait till they see 142. Ah! It's all in the bones, baby. And I got them. I said, I had a contract with the battle axe in the bathrobe. She said, break it. That's what contracts are for. This is Hollywood. Then she poked me again with that damn finger. And she said, do it. I said, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know. I feel sorry for the lady. She's been lovely to me. Do it. You better do it or I'll haunt you and your derriere. And you thought face down in the pool was trouble? Wait until you see what I do to you. You don't know what a problem is. She laughed. Ha, ha, ha. Then she clicked her fingers and they all disappeared. I yelled, bye-bye, Aunt Rose, but it was too late. But you could tell who the, you know, big cat was in that little group. Whoa, the queen bee? Norma, definitely. Well, that's my last seance. And I'm going to close this magazine this month with, you know, that last page where, that advice page, they've all got it. You know, where you fill in this incredible wisdom into people's hearts and minds, and then they're so glad they spent the money. Well, here it is. Isolation is not healthy. I don't care what you call it. What name? What you give it? And we can learn just one thing from the masters. Let's get out of here. Let's not be reclusive. Let's not be shut-ins. The minute they open the door, you run out right into the middle of the street. Hug the first dog you see, the first person. Just when it's over, we gotta get back to normal. And honestly, I think we'll even be nicer, at least for a month. I think people are gonna enjoy seeing other people. It'll be great, but the shut-ins were wrong. It's not a good idea. They don't make it look romantic. I mean, you saw what happened. The underbelly of these people. It's not good. It's not healthy. So the minute we can get out of here, we got to get out of here. And it'll be soon, I hope. Maybe by next month's issue. And I'll get that nice, if I can talk that battle axe in the bathrobe back, I'll bring her back. We just got to hope for the best. And maybe everything will work out well. I really think I got my fingers crossed, my toes crossed, everything crossed for that malaria medication. You do too. Let's just keep positive. And don't read these books that I'm talking about. You know, now we know. And Norma Desmond, I don't know if you're ever going to be able to watch it again now that we know what she was doing with that monkey. And I checked it. And the director told her that's what happened. I checked it. Norma wasn't lying. Go look it up. You will find out that that monkey, they were legally married. So that's something we didn't need to know. But, you know, that's what happens. So sorry about that. And I'll see you soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.